Welcome back to Ask the Expert. I'm John McGee. We're sitting down today with Kurt Lockment with Minburn Communications. Welcome, Kurt.
Welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
Awesome. So we're going to talk about something that I think is on everybody's mind from time to time is internet fraud and all the different types that way. So first of all, what is internet fraud?
Internet fraud is when you have bad actors use internet as a way of deception, and they try to trick you into getting information out of you, money, property, inheritance. A prime example of this day and age is politics. There's a lot of information out there, misinformation to do with politics.
Okay. Now, one of the types of internet fraud gets into phishing and scamming. You know, what are scammers and what is phishing?
Well, phishing is usually more targeted, and they use social engineering and other methods to trick people into revealing sensitive information, such as passwords, credit card numbers, and other personal information. They can do this to steal money or commit identity theft and other crimes.
Okay, so they're basically after your personal information, right?
Correct.
Okay, so how does one go about protecting that personal information when you're online?
Anytime you're online, the main thing is just to use caution. Double check everything. You can look for the little lock symbol. HTTPS is a secure website. And just make sure that you don't give out any information unless you're confident that the site that you're going to is the correct site.
I think that's probably the best piece of advice there is always look for that lock symbol. Always look that you're on a secure site. I've seen a lot of different ways where even emails or ads on social media look like they're coming from a legitimate business. But when you click on it or when you look a little bit closer, you realize that it's off one letter. Or they're using an obscure character to represent that business name.
Right. You definitely want to pay attention to the details.
So how do you protect yourself? I mean, with all this going on, it's becoming more and more prevalent. How does one go about protecting themselves?
Well, there's some key points that I'd like to bring up. Be suspicious of any email, social post, or text message that asks for personal information. Do not click on links in emails, text messages, unless you are sure they are legitimate. Okay. And also, do not enter personal information on websites that you do not trust.
And I think in this day and age, if it is a trustworthy site, there's probably also some phone numbers or some other ways to double check that if you're a little unsure.
Right. And mainly, if the request is coming to you, unless you've solicited some sort of help or you expect that, I would not engage in any kind of activity like that. I would call that person or that provider, and I would make sure I was driving the situation. Don't let it just come to you.
Yeah, I think for a lot of elderly people, you know, or everybody says elderly, but I know of many 20-year-olds that have gotten themselves in some interesting positions because of not paying attention to this kind of thing. Number one, if I hear you correctly, is make sure that you're the one that instigated the contact or the information that's being requested. And I would bet number two, tell me if you would agree with this statement or not, is urgency. If you're getting a lot of pressure to put something in right now, right this minute, got to get it done. A lot of times they're trying to trick you under pressure, under distress, versus if you're working with a business you're used to doing with, they're going to work with you. They're going to be on a maybe not as urgent of a high pressure type situation.
Right. Yeah. They're just putting pressure on you to hope that you make a mistake, or they want to get to you before you can talk to other people and maybe seek out some advice.
Yeah, that do it now, you know, well, okay, What are some of the phishing red flags?
A lot of it is, like we discussed before, when you get an email or a text message or go to a website, check the grammar, if there are language and spelling errors, typos, that's a huge red flag. Also, you know, check the address to make sure it's correct. I mean, I know you might not exactly know the correct address, but if it's completely different than the company or organization that you're working with. That's a big red flag as well. Those are a couple of the main ones.
And I'm, if somebody's got questions, you know, we talked about this and we're talking a lot of 10,000 foot general things that you see. But if somebody's got a question, your guys' staff out at Minburn is always ready to help, right?
Yeah, you can give give our main office a call and they can get a hold of somebody. And we can certainly direct you and, you know, the power in numbers. If it's something that's going around, we may have already heard of it. So
sure. Right, yeah. So if I'm understanding what you're trying to say is report it, right? I mean, because a lot of times if somebody's questioning it, bring it to your guys' attention, because the more people that are bringing it to the attention, the more it gets on people's radar, the more likely we're able to prevent it before it becomes a major issue out there.
That's correct. Strength in numbers, and if somebody speaks up, it may happen to somebody else, and you might prevent them from a big headache as well.
So, yeah, that old, if you see something, say something, right? Or if something doesn't feel right, say something to
absolutely.
Somebody.
Absolutely. You know, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It's amazing how the older we get, the more those little life statements hold a lot of water today, don't they?
Yeah, there were some wise men that came before us, men and women.
Well, I appreciate, Kirk, you taking the time out of your busy day to stop down, talk a little bit about internet fraud, talk about phishing and scamming that's out there. And folks, we can't stress enough that do business with reputable businesses. Make sure that when you're dealing with things on the internet, they're transactions or interactions that you initiated or you expected coming to you. Because in a lot of times, if it's coming out of the blue, it doesn't just happen.
Absolutely. That's great advice.
And then if when in doubt, when you've got questions, talk to a family member, talk to Minburn Communications. You guys are always ready to help out.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm John. We've been alongside of Kurt Lockment with Minburn Communications, just helping us out to understand and stay safe out there. Minburn Communications is always committed to providing world-class connections with that hometown touch. We'll be back with more of Ask the Expert on Raccoon Valley Radio.